Tim Hammerich here with your Market Line report for Thursday, December 26th. The markets were closed yesterday, so bringing you the final installment of a series of reports about the outlook for commodities that end up in plant-based meats. Namely, we're looking at the market for yellow peas that are processed into pea protein isolate for foods like the Beyond Meat burger. The demand for these plant-based meats has not yet led to stronger markets for farmers. Some of that is due to the reliance on China to process the crop. Chuck Penner of Left Field Commodity Research says there are efforts being made to expand North America pea processing capacity, but we still have a long way to go.
The farmers are asking about it. They're wondering about, well, when will these plants come on stream? And for the most part, there are some. There's a small one in Saskatchewan that's actually owned by David Cameron of Titanic fame. The other larger ones are still a little ways off, and so companies will start contracting for the 2020 pea crop. The number of tons, for example, you know, the forecast we're forecasting for next year, that we may have 4 million tons of peas grown in Western Canada. The one plant, the larger plant, is looking at taking, give or take, about 200,000 tons. So in the scale of things, still relatively minor. So it's going to take some time before they make a noticeable dent.
If you'd like additional market information on peas and other specialty crops, you can visit Chuck's website at leftfieldcr.com. This is Tim Hammerich with your daily Marketline report.